Good evening.
You didn't really think Thomas was going to stand pat, did you?
So, obviously, a very eventful day across the board. In the from a draft standpoint, a lot of movement, a lot of big moves early on, like big teen plus movements, right? A lot of stuff going on. We're really excited to step up and be aggressive to go where we needed to go to get a pass rusher here with Tack McKinley. Really excited about having him on board, and we'll throw it out to questions. Q, you can comment on that.
Yeah, we're excited to add another guy to our defense who has the run and hit factor in full effect. So it's the initial quickness that we look for as rushers. He was had one of our highest CT grades of what we're looking for to add to our group. And like I said, we're thrilled to add a player of his caliber to our defensive front.
Were y'all happy with his medicals with regards to the shoulder? I guess that was the only issue that a lot of people have about him.
Yeah, we didn't have a problem with that. We knew that he was healing well. He's in a good situation. Our docs were good with it. Understand anytime you have a situation like that, you need to take care of it. And his choice was, along with his representation, that he was going to take care of it. So hopefully he's ready to go much sooner than later. But we have a really good program here, and we're hoping that we're going to be he's going to be up and ready to go soon. Yep.
So he'll be at UCLA. He's part of the quarter system, so he'll have to spend a good bit of his time back in California. And we'll be in constant contact, with rehab and getting ready. So much like Hoop was last year in terms of the school.
Jeff Albrecht was out on the staff out there. Was his recommendation part of the process?
Yeah, it certainly was. He had a chance to help coach him for one season and spoke of his intensity, of his toughness, of his passion for playing. And then, past that, we knew some other people, on the staff there, long history with a number of the coaches and background. So, like all the guys, I thought, first started off with the scouting, side of things. And, our guys, Saewon, who, handles the West Coast and the regional guys who go out, he was somebody that we've watched for a long time. And, certainly had somebody who was in our sights that we'd hoped to have a chance to contribute to our team based on the speed, the finishing ability, the toughness. So we're really pumped about having him here.
Playing off what D-Led said about the timetable and his injury and everything like that, do you have a timetable to when he might be ready to be fully, because even some of the reports came out that said a team has to be very careful with the way that they deal with him coming off of this injury?
Yeah, I don't think it's not an injury where we're, concerned about, something more than we would in another situation. I mean, it's taken care of very well. And, we have all the faith in the world in our athletic performance group, and I think we're going to be very mindful of it. We feel very comfortable with it.
You're ready for the season.
Yes.
And, Dan, about his pass rush ability, what is it that you see specifically technique-wise that made you jump and say, hey, this is what I want?
The number one trait, well, I'll give you two, but the first one was his initial get-off, where he can really beat a guy to the punch. It was that kind of speed that he can get out of his stance and go. We saw him play at UCLA linebacker where he was in a two-point stance and some where he's down and really going. So we saw him play on both sides, that kind of flexibility. So I'm anxious to work with him, and we feel like we can help develop and train him and get him even stronger at this skill set. So, but he does have the initial traits that we're looking for, and then past that, I think when you guys get a chance to watch him, you're going to really notice he is a finisher and that kind of toughness that he wants to close and bring it. So all those things, I'm looking forward for you guys to get to see that too.
Was that somebody that you really wanted, like an edge rusher? Because Harris was another guy that was reportedly on your radar, and he went right before you. So was it edge rusher? Was that your target position for the first round?
We had a number of positions we were looking at, and we had mentioned this the other day. We had four or five guys throughout that we thought we were going to target around this time, and we were very fortunate to have him where we thought we had him. But, we did get some intel, that it was going to be nip and tuck down the road to try to get him, and hence our aggressiveness to jump up and, go after him. And that's how we approach things here, and we feel comfortable with that.
Take me through how it went in the first round. You saw the run on quarterbacks early. You probably had a smile on your face knowing that players are going to be available. But then the run of defensive guys came. Was that the impetus for kind of saying, hey, we need to kind of jump up now?
Well, I think there was a lot of talk that at the beginning of the 20s there were going to be a whole bunch of offensive linemen going, and there was going to be a lot of that, and it was not going to be as much pass rushers. I think there were a number of good defensive players that were going, and we watched it closely. We were monitoring the whole time and active the whole time. So we figured going into the draft that though you always project, not always, but a lot of people will project if they're going to be active in the trade market, that they go beyond where they're targeting. So in our mind, we went in thinking we were going to be potentially down in the mid-20s. We dabbled in areas outside that, but that was as well gaining information for us. And when we were able to pull the deal off at 26, it was right in the area that we felt the most comfortable.
Looking beyond 26 to go up even earlier at any point in time, or did you field any calls for your pick at any other point in time?
Yeah, of course there are going to be calls during that time. Those things, sometimes they come in, other times they don't. Other times people are just testing the waters, trying to get compensation in place. It settles you a little bit as someone who's active in trades, but there's always a caveat and there's always a discussion about, look, this may not go through, or this is not a sealed deal at all. We're just trying to get an idea, and that happens a lot.
Are there any concerns about what this takes away from the depth of the remainder of your draft, especially since you're already missing a sixth rounder?
No, we weren't concerned with this with that idea. I mean, our feeling was we were gonna go after who we wanted to get in that first pick. We have 1, 2, we have 4, 4 and 5, and Dan and I were talking during the end, just before we actually pulled the trigger on it. And we feel very comfortable with where we are and what we've projected in the draft to have a really productive draft with picks we have left.
It took a year for Vic to kind of come into his own and feel his full impact. Do you feel like with a guy like this it'll take a year, or do you think he can come in right off the bat? And
yeah, we certainly won't put any numbers on that as well. Let's get him here. And let's start training him and find out what he can do. He is all day tough. He's in great shape. He can really bring it. And let's take it from there. I'm not going to put any guidelines on what he can do or can't do at this point. But we're pumped to have him as part of our group. And then where it goes from there, that's up to us and him too, to see how far we can take it in the shortest amount of time. So he'll have to work hard on his rehab part now. And then when we get into training camp where he'll start getting back into the mix, we'll just push it as far as we can and as quickly as we can. But as far as guidelines, we'll leave those leave.
How much time did you spend with him in terms of talking to him?
Could you repeat that?
How much time did you spend talking to him, one-on-one time? Did you
Prior to tonight? We had him he came on a trip here. So we spent a good bit of time. So we also spent time in Indy. And then fortunately, our scouts, who are there at school and get a chance to visit. And then not only did we visit him, both Thomas and I, at Indy, then he came here to Flower Branch as well.
Was he as emotional tonight when you talked to him as he was on TV?
But you definitely felt the passion for who he is, as a guy and as a ball player. So we'll appreciate that kind of enthusiasm around here.
I was going to ask you, I don't know which of the two or whatever interviews you did on stage there, what were you thinking while you were watching it?
As we were first looking at it, one, we were pumped, that he was on part of our team. And then, you get the text from people. He's like, I love that kind of passion. And he is an emotional guy. And you can imagine, the energy that he brings to a team and to a locker room. So we encourage that, honestly, the enthusiasm. As far as dealing with the media, we have some, work to do on some of those. And that's, where Brian Kearns is one of the best in the business. So, and Morgan and their team. But honestly, what an emotional night for these guys. And, sometimes it's like we've seen it after playoff games where all of a sudden a microphone's in your face and it's this really emotional time. Maybe we need a cool down period at the draft, like we have in the locker room. But honestly, Jeff, to get back to your initial question, we were watching it and we're looking forward to getting him out here and getting going just as soon as we can.
What did Jim Mora have to say about him, the former Falcon head coach and UCLA coach?
He said, hey, Dan, and to Thomas and I, we both, spoke to him. He said, for the two of us, he said, he's your kind of guy.
He's been on your radar for a while, and you said, at the combine you met with him, and then he came here. At what point through that process did you guys really say, hey, this is a guy that we think we really like? Was there a specific moment or something that you saw from him that really drew you to him?
Well, we were very impressed with his interview at the combine. I mean, he was very honest and direct, and he's not holding back. I mean, of course, he's an emotional guy. He's an emotional guy, period. That's what he is. He's competitive. You know, everything that Dan talks about here, and he makes sure that the players are all about the brotherhood and coming together and the competitiveness, that is him at the core. And that was something that really grabbed our attention. And we started looking at the board, and we are very particular. You know, we're very, very particular about we talked about all the time, the CT grade. And this guy is one of those guys that not only can he perform on the field, but he has these characteristics that are very important. We made a pact to each other that we were going to be very particular about, you know, keeping each other in check on that, so that when we get a little swayed by someone's athleticism or speed or some brawn or whatever it is, that we're going to always talk to each other about the CT. Come back to the CT, right?
And it's been a good guideline for us, and one we like discussing. Not only does it, you know, just for us, it's the coaches as well. So, honestly, I would go back to that follow-up on Thomas. I think we both looked at each other after that interview at Indy and said that was probably the first step for us, saying that that's somebody we definitely want to find out more about. We had a very good first impression, so we knew that we would want to come back and have another interaction.
And then in his final season, he had 10 sacks. Did you see something in his growth from the year before to that? Because he had a pretty big jump in how many sacks he was able to get.
I don't know if it was a technique that I saw, but I did see even better use of hands, even better speed, and maybe it was just, you know, him coming into his own as a player. But it wasn't one from the 15 season to the 16, I thought, you know, a really unique move. The thing that totally jumped out to me was just how hard he plays, and that's something that we really look for, and that part. Some of it you're born with, some you can coach, but he's got the stuff that is legitimate competitor.
To follow up on that, you see players sometimes that play that hard in highlights. Was this a person that never got accused of taking a playoff?
Not on his tape. You wouldn't have thought that player in that way. He's the kind of guy that would 100% leave it out there on the field. This year dealing with an injury and playing through that. Battling for it. That was, you know, another example of his toughness, too.
He comes out with that picture of his grandmother, and obviously he's been through a lot. Has any of that come up, and, you know, how he can use that moving forward?
It definitely has. It'd be an awesome topic for you guys. You're going to get a chance to visit with him. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't let him share. That's his story to tell. And he definitely has shared that with us, how important she was in his life and his family. But on that one, I'd rather him share that story, if that's okay with you guys. It's such a unique to him, and I'd rather not steal that thunder.
Hey, Coach, isn't that a guy you want going after a quarterback, a guy emotional like that, a guy that can turn it on like that and go a little bit?
I think you're leading me on this one, and you are correct. But honestly, it's that kind of the intensity that he wants to play the game with. I really respect that about him and admire that in his game.
When you talked to him on the phone, what was his response to you guys when you let him know who you were selecting?
Thomas, do you want to hit him?
Yeah, I called him, and you know he was like he was with he was like he was with the picture. I mean he was expressing himself. Is that a nice way of putting it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was expressing himself, and he was expressing himself with a lot of, just a lot of juice about him, and he was excited, and turned it over to Q, and I'm sure he continued to do
that. Yeah, and then it was just enthusiasm, expression, then he talked to Arthur after that. You have to ask him about that. It was not on speakerphone. But honestly, you did feel this guy's energy. And I hope that's not the draft story. It's honestly his toughness, his speed. This guy is a dog competitor. And I really look forward to you guys getting to know him as well.
Not an angelic soul.
But I don't know. I'm sure he's a good – yeah, I'm sure he's got his angel side, I'm sure, like we all do. No?
Oh, from a personality standpoint, yes. Maybe it'll be, good for both parties.
That's a good point.